You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
I love the contrast of the hardness of the label and then the lavender sour. So something sort of like floral and I guess more traditionally feminine with something that's like brutal. I think that's like an awesome contrast.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hops heads? I'm Matt, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, brought to you by Sound Talent Media and Evergreen Podcasts, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians, talk about their lives, music, and craft beer. I hope you've been having a glorious week. I most certainly have been. I'm very stoked to announce that Sound Talent Media, my podcast network that I've been with since September 2020, has now teamed up with Evergreen Podcasts, and I'm very stoked to be working with them, and I can't wait to see where they bring the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. I hope that you're all ready for Heavy Montreal Presents Vox and Hops Brutal Montreal, which is happening on December 17th at Corona Theater here in Montreal. It is the first metal and beer fest ever to happen in Montreal, and I'm just so darn stoked about it. My band, Cryptopsy, is performing alongside my friends in The Agonist, The Great Sabatini, Necrotic Mutation, and Burning the Oppressor all night long. You will be able to enjoy amazing craft beers from some of Quebec's best breweries, such as BG Brasserie Urbaine, Missorum Brassatorium, Brasserie du Bas-Canada, Sir John Brewing Company, Cinquième Bottle, and Brassard de Montréal. Tickets are selling extremely quickly for this show, so if you do want to go, I highly suggest that you pick up your tickets today via the link in the description of this podcast. I can't wait for Brutal Montreal. Before we jump into today's episode, I'd just like to ask you to follow the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast on the podcast platform of your choice. But more than that, I'm also asking you to tell one of your friends about it. If there's someone in your life, your best friend, your show buddy, that person that you go to see every metal show with, well, I want you to tell them about the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast if you haven't already. You can tell them that there are over 300 episodes with some of the world's best metal musicians available on all podcast platforms for them to check out. If you would encourage one of your metalhead friends to become a brand new Vox and Hops head, that would be something that I would truly appreciate. Now, today's episode was recorded last week during the Thirsty Thursday virtual hang. If you were not there, you absolutely should have been because it was an absolute blast. Get ready for my episode with Drew Ross of New Level Brewing and Dominic Alvarez of Pitch Black North, the Satanic Tea Company. This is Vox and Hops episode number 306.
I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Today I'm with Drew Ross of New Level Brewing and Dominic Alvarez of Pitch Black North, Satanic Tea Company. How are you guys doing? Drew, Dominic, it's such a pleasure to have you here. Thirsty Thursday with all of these amazing humans. A live interview. I love doing these. How are you guys feeling tonight?
Doing great, man. Appreciate you having us.
I'm very, very happy to have you guys because we did something really, really, really cool together. It came out last week, something that we've been working on for quite a few months, collaboration, brand new collaboration with my band, Cryptopsy's None So Vile, and of course it's spelled N-U-N So Vile. We will talk more about this amazing collab in a bit, but I'm definitely going to drink it right now, and I'm stoked about it, but at first let's go into darker territory so that we can have fun and have fun out of that darker territory. Let's talk about running businesses during a pandemic, a shitty-ass question. I would love to hear how New Level Brewing and Pitch Black North coped with 2020, coped with a pandemic situation. Drew, you take it first, please.
So New Level got through the pandemic largely thanks to the internet. We lost all of our keg sales because restaurants and bars had to close, which really sucked. But we made up for most of that by doing home deliveries throughout Alberta. So I reset the website up so that people could order beer straight to their home, and we would deliver it that day, which was actually really great because we gained a whole bunch of new customers.
That's super sick. Talk to me about, was it legal before? Could you have always been someone that shipped to people's houses? It's interesting to me because here in Quebec, it's illegal.
Shipping beer is legal in Alberta. We can do it through Purelator within Alberta. And we also do home deliveries as well. Might be bringing that back later on.
Absolutely. Sounds confusing, but I'm glad they let you do it. And it's a smart thing. And I think that it should be something if you know, just you're 18, you can buy illicit material from the SQDC, from the where they grow pot and all that stuff happening now in Quebec that is legal, and they can ship that to your house. You know, I can imagine you can buy beer, so it doesn't make sense to me. Dominic, how did Pitch Black North cope with the pandemic as a business?
Yeah, the first couple months were like probably some of the slowest months we had. I got laid off from my cooking job. I used to be a cook in a kitchen. So it was just like overall pretty stressful times. And then this is right around the time we had just about to release our Cradle of Filth collaboration. So like, I think it was May or something. So it was March, April, May from the shutdown. Up until then, I think that Cradle of Filth is really what saved us in the end, like give us a boost. It just happened to be like, probably our darkest time ever as a company, like trying to make things happen full time. And then the pandemic hit. And I think, we were down to like our last couple bucks right before the Cradle of Filth collab came out. And honestly, it was just, it's been just like a growing spurt from there. So, yeah, we have really Cradle of Filth, Danny Filth specifically to thank for making it through the really hard time of the pandemic there, because that got us a lot of attention and moving forward. It was a saving grace, honestly, for us.
That's very cool. Talk to me about that collab. Interested. How did it happen? Did you reach out to him? Did they reach out to you? How did this collab come to life?
Oddly enough, fellow Canadian Lindsay Schoolcraft, their ex
keyboardist.
Shout out Lindsay Schoolcraft. Antiqua, self-titled, etc. I had been reaching out to her and sending her tea just like over. I noticed she followed us on Instagram, so I was a fan of the band already and happened to notice when we were less followers on Instagram. Sent her tea. I guess that's where the relationship started. She showed the tea to Danny. Later on, I reached out to Danny because I knew there was the relationship there, and I think it was like a month and a half later, he got back to me saying that their manager was down to connect the dots to make it happen. That's pretty much where it went from there. So I think it was like almost like a year and a half in the making.
Wow.
Kind of like ours. Just like, it just takes like a long time from the suggesting it to execution, I guess.
That's amazing. And I think it's just too perfect because Danny Filth, obviously, is from the UK. Tea is a big part of their culture, and I know he enjoys tea and a satanic tea. It was a match made in hell. I love it.
Definitely was. Totally.
Vox and Hops is all about hanging out with my metal friends, talking about their lives, music, and craft beer. Tonight we're going to be drinking a special beer, as I mentioned. This is Cryptopsy's None So Vile. It's a lavender tea sour, but it's really cool because it actually has the Pitch Black North lavender tea in it with hops. So it's like this full circle, weird, cyclical, strange concept, and I love it. Drew, let's talk about the beer. What is this beer? How did it come together? You present the beer, please, the Blackened Haze.
So None So Vile, the beer, is a sour beer. It's got a bit of a blackened haze from the black tea. And there's a lot of lavender on the nose. I think the acidity is perfect. And the tea combined with the hops produces a really nice honeyish, almost chamomile taste that is very tea forward, very bright, and really quite elegant.
Cheers to you both. I just cracked it. I poured it out. It's got that interesting blackened haze, you've coined this name, Drew. You're trying to get it going out there. I like it. It's like a weird milky haze. It's dark because of the black tea in it. Dominic, what is in this tea that went into this beer? Explain the tea, the None So Vile tea. What exactly is in that?
So it's the base is a black tea from Malawi. It's a country in Southeast Africa. Great tea growing region. Single origin. I tried to get the lavender from our farm in Alberta. but it's French lavender in the tea and in the beer. And then the hops is just, yeah, it's just common hops. I was trying to get a different or a more specific answer on the hops, but the dried hops is the same. It's funny that Drew says it reminds him of the chamomile tea. It reminds me of drinking of our chamomile tea, the tea. But yeah, it's super dark. The lavender provides like a lot of floral. The lavender is probably the most pronounced flavor in the tea. And the hops just like works with the bitterness of the black tea leaves already. So it's like pretty, it's like an interesting drink too, because the lavender and the hops are pretty, give you a body mellow, but the caffeine from the tea kind of perks you up. So it's like a more of a sativa than an indica, if you get my feel.
Notice is if you have a couple of these, you're gonna have trouble falling asleep. Like there's a bit of caffeine afterwards.
That's dangerous. I don't like that, but I like it. I like it. It's really, really interesting. The honey pronounced, and I partied really hard in a lavender field many years ago. And every time I smell lavender, it's like a flashback to that night. So this is great. I really appreciate it. We're going to talk more in depth about None So Vile as the interview continues, but I would like to go and talk about your very first beer, Dominic. I'm pretty sure, Drew, I asked you this question when I had you on the podcast many, many, many episodes ago. Dominic, do you remember your first beer?
Yeah, I do remember my first. I don't know if they make it anymore, but my mom is Trinidadian, so she always had this beer, Carib, in the fridge. That's all I know.
Interesting.
Carib, yeah. I've only seen it in like a few stores, and since I moved to Alberta, I don't think I've ever seen it here. But in Vancouver, where I grew up, that was always in our house. My mom and my dad were always slamming Caribs.
How about craft beer? Did you ever venture into the world of craft beer?
No, not really. When I was 17, 18, I found out I was allergic to gluten, among lots of other things.
Wow, okay.
From like, I was just starting to like drink a bunch of Pabst Blue Ribbons or Budweisers or whatever on the weekend, whatever was cheapest, to like not really drinking much beer at all. I got switched to like cider or whatever. Now it's vodka soda typically. But I guess like Glutenberg, I don't know if you consider that a craft beer.
But yeah, it's a massive company, but yeah,
I don't care for it that much. But yeah, all the I haven't had too many gluten-free like marketed beers that I was like, this is awesome. but
you have, yeah, had so, like, my craft,
I have had like, I did take at least like this much of one. And that was my first, I guess, craft beer ever.
Drew, I always like to ask this question when I have return guests, but it's a bit tricky because I think you're the first brewer that I've had back on. And your craft beer palate is already very, very pronounced, and you've worked on it for many years. But I typically ask return guests when I have them back on the podcast if their palate has evolved any since the last time on the podcast. How do you feel you've changed over the past 2 years, your relationship to craft beer?
So during the pandemic, my beer palate changed a little bit. I think the last time I talked to you, Matt, I was probably just drinking IPAs and sours. But during the pandemic, we came out with a lager, and that has become my go-to drink. I drink a lager most of the time. It's not because I don't like IPAs and sours anymore. It's just, I think at this point in my life, I'm just feeling uncomplicated when it comes to beer. So that's what I've been mostly drinking.
Well, you are an expert, being a brewer for many, many years. So we got to give you credit where you got credit is due. Let's talk about metal. I don't believe I asked you this question, Drew. Do you remember your first metal show?
Pretty sure my first metal show was Nine Inch Nails when I was in high school. And it was like a big stadium show. Trent Reznor has the big video in the background, and it was awesome. I'm pretty sure that was my first metal show.
Very, very. How about Dominic? How about you? Do you remember your first metal show?
My first metal show, or like a metal show, would be like that Christian band Stutterfly. I don't know if you remember them. They had that song Gun in Hand. It was like in that movie House of Wax with Paris Hilton,
yes.
The horror movie.
Yes, sir. I went and saw that in theaters.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I think that they played at the church that I used to go to when I was like a child.
Amazing.
So I think I heard about it, them that way. And then there was like a local band, Stalking Stella, that was like actually metal, that played with them. And that was for sure my first metal show in a church.
Amazing.
It's so perfect for you. Just perfect. Perfect for you. How about, this is a tricky question. Do you remember the first time you heard of or heard or saw Cryptopsy?
Yeah, I feel like I was thinking about this earlier today. Like when you used to like download songs off of like Napster or LimeWire, it would be like you just search something and then you download, but then it would be something else. Like as soon as you downloaded it, it'd be like a different file. And I'm pretty sure there was songs from None So Vile. And like, it might even, like I was thinking about it. It might even be like the first death metal, like actual death metal I heard potentially, was songs from None So Vile, because I accidentally downloaded it off of LimeWire when I was like trying to listen to Under Oath or something like that.
I love it. Drew, do you remember the first time you heard of, saw, listened to Cryptopsy?
I believe I was raiding my brother's CD collection. He had a massive CD collection back in the day, and I found None So Vile, and the cover drew me to it right away. So I borrowed that. And then after that, you know, there was no turning back. Since then, I have most Cryptopsy on vinyl. I think that was one of the first death metal bands I got into as well. So I went pretty hard right from the get-go.
I love it. I love it. Drew is actually one of the first brewers that ever hit me up about being like, I'm a brewer. I love Vox and Hops. This makes perfect sense. We should do something, but then it took us 2 years to do something, but it had to be the perfect idea. And this is where None So Vile was born. None, N-U-N, and not the album, the Lavender Sour here. So this is a complex story that brought us all together. The metal architect, actually, Jerry Monk, we had a meeting talking about him becoming the metal architect. And through that conversation, he was like, do you know this Pitch Black North Satanic Tea Company? I think they're Canadian. So I went and I started doing some research, and I discovered Satanic Tea Company. I loved it. I loved the visuals. I loved the vibe. I thought it was a genius idea. I saw the Cradle of Filth T collab. It was very exciting for me. So I started communicating with Dominic about creating a T for Cryptopsy, and the conversation came together very quickly. Do you remember all that happening, Dominic?
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing your message in my DMs, and I was just like, is that who I think it is? Like, kind of like internally, like a fangirl moment, like, to be honest with you. But no, yeah, we were talking, I think, yeah, the sober month.
Yeah,
and exactly. Just talking about like just offering tea to people who don't want to drink on the show, because you were doing the live podcast at that point. And then I think it was like right then the pandemic hit, or maybe no,
it was all during the pandemic, but we were thinking about you hypothetically shipping beer to my future guests so that we can both enjoy Satanic Tea during an episode.
Yeah,
was the idea. And then that spiraled into making a collab together.
No, yeah, because, like, I don't know, you got to put the feelers out there, because since we were already talking, cause, like, I can't not ask to potentially work with you in, like, that sort of capacity, so, yeah, and then, yeah, I think you were already talking to Drew because of your Vox and Hops North American thing.
Brutal North America. I'd already just pitched that to Drew when that came, but first the T was born, and the T name was born. And I had this tea being made in Calgary, and I thought that was super cool. And I was like, who else do I know in Calgary? I was like, obviously, Drew Ross, New Level Brewing. I'm like, let's make a beer with no hops. That was my initial idea. And I had the name Born Hopless, because Cryptopsy has a song, Born Headless. And I thought that making a hopless beer would be just such a cool idea. And I threw that idea at Drew, and he was like, I don't think that's going to work. So do you remember that, Drew?
Initially, I had thought making a hopless beer wouldn't really work very well, but actually, since we last talked, I've tried a few group beers, in particular a lavender group beer, and I think it could actually be quite interesting.
And I thought it was just so cool. So Born Hopless didn't happen. But you were like, we could just, you know, call the beer the same thing as the tea. And we had the name. I remember coming up with the name when I was in my kitchen for some reason. I was cooking or something. And I was walking back and forth to my phone that was playing music in my living room. And I came back and I said, let's do None So Vile, because I've looked at your imagery for Pitch Black North. And it's always very blasphemous. How much more blasphemy can you get? And fucking around with religion, of course. so none being none, a woman, a person that works for the Lord, so vile, none so vile, the classic Cryptopsy album. It made sense to me. And I knew that your artist, Tarmouth, Dominic, could definitely come up with something crazy and messed up. But then we ended up just going with messing around with the None So Vile artwork, yeah. Which I am very happy about.
No, totally. I think Connor, who is actually the co-owner of Pitch Black North and artist.
Really? Okay, see, I didn't know that. Yeah,
I think this is probably like our favorite design we've done so far. I think he killed it. Then with our artist and layout person, Taylor Burke, she really killed like the whole layout and extras for the can and tea label. So I'm like over the moon stoked. When you suggested None So Vile, I was like, this is the perfect best case scenario for us. And like for me selfishly, it was like best case scenario. So I'm so happy you suggested that. Our artist Connor was so happy you suggested it. And this is gotta be one of our favorite label releases we've done so far.
I would like to hear about the reactions of your fans when you announced this collab. You keep going, Dominic.
No, it's been pretty positive overall. Like, we've released a couple of collabs recently, and like this has been the biggest one we've done in a while. I think everyone just, it's like, I like the album, the art, the imagery, I think is like very nostalgic to a lot of our customers. I think we were making 200 bags of the tea, and it's like over 50% sold like in a week. So it's like,
nice.
It's doing really well. I think everyone is just stoked to like see the Satanic Tico, Cryptopsy, and the New Level. Us being from Calgary, seeing the us and New Level working together, and then just like the iconic imagery of None So Vile. I think everyone just is really hyped on it overall. It's been overwhelmingly positive, I think.
Fantastic. How about you, Drew? How has the response been for New Level?
Our clients' reaction to the beer has been all over the place. Like, there's people who know who Cryptopsy is. They're big fans. So they came and got it right away, and they're just super excited about it. Then there's some people who look at the label and they're like, what is up with that? That's creepy. But it's kind of fun to tell them about Cryptopsy, and they're excited for us because they know it's a big deal for us. So it's all over the place, but it's positive either way.
On our side, when I put my post out, it was just probably one of the most exciting posts that happened on Cryptopsy, because Cryptopsy, we don't post as much as we should. People freaked out. There's always going to be those people that are like, why isn't it a 15% Imperial Russian evil beer that's going to destroy my life? Why is it a sour? But this is the beer that made perfect sense for us, and I think the beer does make perfect sense with having our tea release, and then the tea goes in the beer. Cryptopsy loves the idea. I think it's amazing, and we can keep doing it if you guys are down to have fun again. I think it'd be really cool.
I love the contrast of the hardness of the label and then the lavender sour. So something sort of like floral and, I guess, more traditionally feminine with something that's like brutal. I think that's like an awesome contrast.
It is very scary and beautiful at once. I love it. Where can people buy your stuff? Where can people buy the tea? Where can people buy the beer while there are some left?
Right now, people can buy it just through our tap room. We'll be sending a few cases up to some stores in Edmonton who really want it. But right now, we're just selling it out of our tap room. The team is already talking. Like, we want to do this again, but do it on a bigger scale and try and get it out to all of the people of Canada and, you know, maybe North America. You know, sky's the limit. But I think more people deserve to try this beer too. So, and you know, if there were some breweries who are interested in bring it themselves, I wouldn't be opposed to that either. But it's definitely something we can revisit at a later date and get more people out to it. But for now, it was fun to do it on a small scale and keep it cult. But it was a lot of fun.
Amazing. I'm very excited. Dominic, where can people pick up None So Vile, the Satanic Tea?
You can get None So Vile at pitchblacknorth.com. That's pretty much the only thing. I think the Grizzler has someone from the Grizzler who we make our coffee with in Edmonton. They're big fans, so they reserved a couple of bags to have in their shop. But other than that, just get it online.
You should absolutely send some to La Canette Villeray so that they can sell some Cryptopsy tea.
Shout out to Kevin. thank you for that hookup. They'll definitely get some. And I was hoping your tea would arrive by the time this interview happened, but there's like a big bag of tea coming your way.
Oh shit, cool. Very cool. Exciting. I love it. If you guys could collaborate together again, not with Cryptopsy, not with Vox and Hops, with any band in the world, a perfect Pitch Black North New Level Brewing second collab, what band would that be?
I feel like the band that I saw first that New Level posted, it was like they edited a classic Mayhem picture, a Mayhem collab. That would be like a dream one, but I've already messaged them once and they sent me a one word reply saying no. So it might not happen, but it's still a dream.
I learned a very important lesson, Dominic, that no just means no for now. So wait 6 months and then write them again. You never know.
No, it's true. Because Tellock, the guitarist player, hit me up later and then I sent him tea privately. But they have it. So they have the tea. So maybe it's just a matter of time.
Drew, how would you feel about making a Mayhem beer?
Yeah, I'd be in a heartbeat for sure.
Here's the harder question: what would that beer be, and what would the tea be, and would the tea be in the beer? I think it would have to be. It's a lot of bees.
Yeah,
it would just be crow's beaks. That's it. That's it. Just a 50 grams of crow's beaks. That's it. In the can and in the tea bag. That's what they get.
A dry hop with crow's beaks.
Yeah. No liquid.
It's perfect.
It'd be pretty awful, but...
You suck on them, so that's all you've got to do.
I love it. What I'm going to wrap up with you guys, this is amazing. I'm going to turn you over to the Thirsty Thursday gang. But first, I want to know your hangover cures. Probably doesn't happen to you very often, but every once in a while it happens to everyone. What are your hangover cures?
Ooh, hangover cures. It's like I'm slamming a gallon of water. I'm eating the greasiest food and I'm having at least one bong toke and then... We're good to go.
Survival.
Yeah, then we're good. The rest of the day is cakewalk.
How about you, Drew?
My hangover cure, it's pretty elaborate, but I need Pedialyte, an Advil liquid gel caps, preferably the night before I wake up or the morning I wake up. Ramen or pho, like some kind of Asian soup helps a lot, and an orgasm. Either by myself or with someone else, but that usually clears things up.
Amazing. Dominic, Drew, thank you so much. This is great. I'm actually just about finished my can of None So Vile, and it's delicious. So if you people can get your hands on this, try to get your hands on it. I don't know. We do have someone here from Alberta. Alberta Chris, I don't know if he's had a chance to get his hand on it yet. I hope that he has. Here we go. If anyone here, part of the Thirsty Thursday gang, would like to ask a question to Dominic or Drew, raise your digital hand and I will let you guys speak. As always, the first one, my favorite, De Vitesse, Phil from Whispers from the Void podcast.
Hello, hello. So, my question, I have two questions. One question for Drew and Dominic. And second question for only Dominic. First question, if you have a collab, it's not the same question than Matt. It's another question like, just single, if you have a collab with a band that you really want to do, a band can be someone else, just a collab you want to do, what would it be, like your dream collab?
I guess I'll just like kick it off. My dream collab was definitely the Cradle of Filth collab. Like before that actually went into, like before that happened, I used to tell Connor, the artist for Pitch Black North and co-owner, I used to call Danny Filth the whale. Like one of these days, as soon as like we started talking to Lindsay Schoolcraft, who used to play keyboards and do backing vocals for them. I was like, well, we gotta work with these guys somehow. And yeah, when we were very small, much smaller than now, I would just call Danny Filth the whale, and then I through manifesting and black magic and blood sacrifice, here we are. It came to be. So like that was the dream. And so like every collab going further, I'm just like it's kind of weird. I just got like a different viewpoint on it now, and just like just trying to bring the most value to these brands and to make everyone happy. So I'm just very fortunate to work with anyone moving forward, I think, after that.
Yeah. That's cool. And also I tasted the Cradle of Filth collab that you did, and so good. Love it so much.
Super good.
Sick. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Drew, what is your collab that you want to make, if you have one?
Dream collab with another band. One I've been thinking of is a big imperial hoppy hazy IPA with Sleep, and we'd call it Dope Smoker. And we'd release it on 420 with all kinds of, rolling papers, maybe a bong or something like that. I think that'd be really fun.
That could be nice. And second question is for Dominic. I ordered some Beelzebub tea, and I realized Lapsang Souchong is not my tea. Do you have a recipe that I can put the Lapsang Souchong on it?
To make it yourself at home?
Yeah, like because I saw your recipe on Instagram, and I never saw Lapsang Souchong with coffee recipe. Not to make it, but like because I realized that Lapsang Souchong is not my favorite kind of tea. It's too smoky for me.
Very smoky, yeah.
And I don't want to put it in the trash, so I want to put it in the recipe. Do you have an idea?
Oh, yeah. Lapsang Souchong, and even with the coffee beans that are mixed in there, it's really good to like put in rubs for like meat, if you eat meat, or just like any type of rubs. If you grind it down, if you grind it down and mix it with your favorite spices and using it in rubs, it's also really good if you just make the tea itself in like a concentrated, like small amount and add it to like different cocktails and drinks to add like a little bit of smokiness. So it's not, if you haven't had it before, it's very smoky. It's almost like having a scotch for the first time. It's like, just like, it's very surprising and it kind of takes a lot of people off notice, but if you can like figure out ways just like, using it in a rub or like in cocktails, it'll balance out that smokiness a lot more.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for the tip.
No problem. Yeah, no problem.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hopsins? I just want to take a little moment about Cryptopsy's upcoming tours. That's right, I'm talking about the Scream of Perseverance tour and our headliner dates that coincide with that tour called As Summer Burns. The Scream of Perseverance tour is kicking off at the end of May and runs all the way until the end of June. We are supporting the mighty Death to All. We are going all over the United States, and we are hitting some of Canada. So excited to be honoring the legendary music of death alongside amazing musicians that performed on these albums. Even more stoked to be doing some headliner dates in some cities that I've actually never played in. If you are planning to come to any of these shows, you should definitely grab your tickets by going to voxandhops.com/summer, and you will be able to grab all of your tickets there. That's voxandhops.com/summer. Do it, people. Come hang out with me. Enjoy life, metal, and craft beer in your hometown. Come to a show. We're going to have a great time. Now, enough about all of that. Let's get back to the episode. Emily and Dave.
Right on. So we've got a question for Dominic. It's a straight up tea question. We hit it really hard in October. We partied a lot and drank a lot of beer. So now we're doing a no beer or no booze November. So do you have any recommendations for types of tea that are good for a detox?
I would say green tea is probably your best bet. Just all tea has is rich in antioxidant properties, but green tea I think is the most. Like, so green tea or like a matcha.
Ooh, yes,
those would be good. Those would be your best bets for antioxidant teas. Just stick with anything, and then any extra herbs will just be like an added boost to your dry
any
November.
Herbs?
Not any herbs, I guess, like more like citrus and chai type stuff will help you along. If you're looking for just like a kind of a alcohol type feel without the alcohol, like the Lapsang Soo Chong.
Ah, yes.
People call it like the scotch you can drink at work. Yeah. I think someone sent me that saying. It's like a very strong smoky flavor. If you haven't had it before, we smoked the black teas over like pine needles, and it gives it like a very pungent smoky taste.
And you have that hot or cold?
You can have it both. Yeah, you can have it both. I think it's good both ways. It definitely, like the first time I had it, I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. It's like someone lit a fire in my mouth. But like it definitely, you get accustomed to it like very quickly. And it's like, it's grown quickly to become one of my favorite types of tea in any sort of way. Definitely highly recommend Lapsang Soo Chong. You just have to try it to like understand, I guess, just like any local tea shop should have like some sort of version. We're coming out with reissuing the Belzebubs collab, which is Lapsang and coffee beans. Other than that, I would try green teas, antioxidant, black tea. Any type of tea will have antioxidants. So like anytime you're drinking, you can feel good about it. And then the Lapsang Soo Chong, probably the least amount of antioxidants because the smoking dries it out and cooks out a lot of the benefits, but the flavor is uncomparable.
Amazing. I feel healthier already.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you.
West Coast Jerry. Jerry with a G.
Jerry with a G. What's up, everybody? Question for Dom and Drew. How are most of your collabs started? Like, is it you guys reaching out to bands or is it bands reaching out to you?
Collabs usually happen for New Level organically, just people we meet. So we do a lot with like restaurants that we work with. So it's talking about how we can combine our brands to create something really cool, create something really interesting that reflects both of us. I also have bands reach out to us. They want like a label done for a show or something like that. And we're usually happy to come up with something together. So yeah, mostly just organic.
How about you, Dominic? How do collabs come to life?
At first it was definitely like me reaching out in the DMs. I feel like that works up to a point. So it's definitely, me reaching out in the DMs at first, talking to like merch managers, and then there is quite a few people who reach out to us, and it's just like for the Cryptopsy tea, for example, like I think we first talked almost a year ago and it's just been released now. So like coordinating all of them is kind of crazy. So like, I would say, it's like a mix of both people reaching out and us reaching out or talking with whoever's in charge with the merch to like see what makes the most sense for the band.
Cool. Thank you.
Drew, Dominic, thank you so much for hanging out with me, hanging out with the Thirsty Thursday gang. Such a blast. Such an honor to be with you both. Very excited that we created something unique, something very special, something that was made together. Hops in the tea in the beer. I love it. I can't love it enough. Massive cheers to you both. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks to the Thirsty Thursday gang. Everyone unmute yourselves. Make some noise for Pitch Black North, for New Level Brewing. This is a very, very cool, unique thing. Make some noise, people. Yeah. Cheers, everyone. Yeah.
Cheers.
Hey, thank you all so much for listening right to the end. You know that I love and appreciate that. Man, did we ever have a blast. during this Thirsty Thursday virtual hang. So many laughs. We even had a special guest that popped in after I stopped recording, sadly. My drummer, Flo Mounier of Cryptopsy, was there. He was very curious as to what people thought about None So Vile. If you can, you should absolutely go and pick up the brew and the tea, because I just think this is just such a cool project. I think that it is something that we should keep doing. This cyclical collabs that are in other collabs, making other collabs. I absolutely love it. Mad love and huge props to Drew and Dominic for hanging out with the Thirsty Thursday gang. Even more love to the Thirsty Thursday gang for hanging out with us and asking amazing questions. We had a really, really good time. And if you haven't yet, you should join the Thirsty Thursday gang on Facebook. It's a group of amazing humans. If you enjoyed this Vox and Hops episode, you should sign up to the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast mailing list. You can do that on my website, voxandhops.com. That's voxandhops.com. And when you do that, you shall receive one email a week containing all of the details of everything that has happened throughout the past week in the world of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, including all the details about any episodes which I dropped throughout that past week, if I've been a guest on someone else's podcast, as well as any pertinent information for any cool projects before I announce them to the public. And of course, you'll get the updated links to the Thirsty Thursday virtual hangs and the Brutal Awakenings playlist, which is curated by my man Jerry Monk, the Metal Architect, and is available on both Spotify and Apple Music. There's just so much going on in the world of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. I would hate for you to miss a single thing, so please sign up to the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast mailing list. The Vox and Hops Metal Podcast is brought to you by Sound Talent Media and Evergreen Podcasts. I will be back next week with one episode on Tuesday, but until then, remember to enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. Cheers, Vox and Hops hits.
Hey, this is Aaron from No Simple Road. I'm inviting you to come hang out with Apple, Mel, and I as we talk with the musicians, artists, chefs, authors, and beyond from the world that turns us on. We're reaching into the improvisational music scene, the psychedelic culture, the festival world, and getting to know what makes the people tick that create those scenes. Come join us on the long, strange trip over at No Simple Road.